They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Remember all those wild swings in the stock market? They haven't gone away.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, we'll try to find out what's causing the market volatility and what might bring it to an end. But first, where's Wall Street? It's up again today. The Dow up 14 points, about 0.1% at 11,191. The NASDAQ up 0.1%. The S&P 500 up 0.2%. All three of those indexes had opened lower. And the market is where we'll start with Richard DeKayser, who is an economist with the Parthenon Group, and he's with us live from Boston, as he is every Wednesday. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Richard, everyone is attributing this big 300-point jump yesterday in the Dow to excitement about what Fed Chair Ben Bernanke might say on Friday. What exactly are people waiting for him to do?
Well, you know, a little background first, Jeremy. It was exactly a year ago at the same conference, Jackson Hole, Wyoming, Fed Chairman Bernanke spoke about policy options or tools in the toolkit that it could use if the economy were to weaken. And included among those was buying more government securities. And lo and behold, 2 months later, they did exactly that in what we now call quantitative easing,
QE2.
Right. So the speculation is that that's going to happen again. Of course, there's absolutely no evidence to suggest that he is going to do that. In fact, there's some evidence to the contrary. But nonetheless, it's that hope that really juiced the markets yesterday.
All right. Well, Richard, when we hear that the market jumps 300 points on Ben Bernanke or drops X number of points on this or that, how often is that actually the reason for the jump, and how often is it just a guess?
Short answer, usually, but not always. You know, there's two schools of thought on this. Fundamental analysis basically says the stock market is a big assimilation mechanism, and information flows in and prices respond accordingly. But that's not always the case. There's another school called technical analysis, which says that there can be factors behind the scenes which aren't well understood that often influence prices, but that just doesn't make for a good explanation.
All right. Well, Richard, I just wanted to tell you before we let you go, we got a listener email to marketplace.org yesterday from a guy named Jim Sinsky in Groveton, Texas. He says to be more positive, instead of saying the market is down 280 points, we should just say stocks are on sale 15% off.
That would definitely be an optimistic interpretation, and there are a lot of people who agree with him.
Richard DeKayser, economist with the Parthenon Group. Thanks so much, Richard.
My pleasure. Take care.
The search for Muammar Gaddafi continues in Libya this morning. A rebel official has told Al Jazeera Television that Gaddafi has lost control of 95% of the country. Rebels are also asking Western leaders to release billions of dollars in Gaddafi's frozen assets. As for the rebuilding of Libya, some of that will fall to foreign workers. And as Christopher Worth reports, the first step will be luring them back into the country.
Libya has had to rely on immigrants to help build and run its billion-dollar oil sector. And those migrant workers from Asia, the Middle East, and other parts of Africa made headlines fleeing en masse across the Tunisian border or by boat to Europe since the conflict erupted. The International Organization for Migration says out of 2.5 million foreign workers that were in Libya, around 660,000 have left in the past 6 months. Thousands have remained in Tripoli, either to protect business interests or in the hopes of collecting unpaid wages, a big problem for migrants caught up in the fighting. Sabella Wilkes is with the UN's refugee organization. She says now that the Gaddafi regime has collapsed, they're not likely to want to evacuate.
Those that have stayed have really stayed through the bitterest, most difficult period. And of course, they probably have the most to lose by leaving, because I think they see that there's potentially a lot of opportunity when the conflict's over.
She says migrant workers will play a big part in rebuilding Libya. Another question is whether those remaining in camps in Tunisia will return to take up their old jobs once it's safe to do so. In London, I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation, supporting customer choice and clean, efficient energy sources and technologies, working with customers nationwide to create a sustainable energy future. Constellation.com. And by Allianz, providing retirement solutions that can help to guarantee income for life through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at JaguarUSA.com.
Could it be a bright spot for the housing sector? Luxury home builder Toll Brothers said this morning its profits were up more than 50% last quarter. Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports.
Analyst Jack Masenko of Susquehanna Financial says Toll Brothers has been successful selling homes that people actually want to buy.
You have older folks, baby boomers retiring, and you know they want to age in place. They don't want to be climbing upstairs.
So in Florida, for example, Toll's built homes with master suites on the first floor. Citigroup analyst Josh Levin says for the urbanite,
Toll's actually really started to expand in New York City and the New York environments by going to apartment buildings, building skyscrapers. That's been their hottest market in the country for the past year.
Levin says Toll Brothers has had a leg up because luxury properties don't compete with homes in the low end of the market, which has been hobbled by foreclosures. Still, the company's only selling about a quarter of the homes it sold during the bubble. Megan McGrath is an analyst with investment consultants MKM Partners.
They have to hustle to sell their homes. This is a very, very, very tough market.
She says luxury buyers tend to have more of their wealth in the stock market. So when the market is volatile, like right now, the wealthy may be more hesitant to buy. The average price of a Toll Brothers home has dropped around 20% since 2006. Morris Davis, a real estate professor at the University of Wisconsin, doesn't expect these prices to stay low forever. Historically low interest rates are bound to lure in more buyers.
The housing market will recover because it has to. There's population growth and people will need homes.
And he says the first sign of life seems to be in luxury. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And finally to the UK, where a pet store called Creature Company has launched a new service. It's called Speed Petting. You get to cycle through up to 15 pets for 2 minutes apiece to pet them and figure out which one is right for you. The owner of the store says it's perfect for busy people who don't have time to find the right pet. Hopefully, he will also remind his customers that if they don't have time to buy a pet, they might not have time to own one either. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Oil extraction's a tough gig, so oil companies are shelling out big money for qualified people. Petroleum engineering degree, anyone?
Coming out as a female PhD from America, I can probably get at least six figures when I start, which seems ridiculous because I've had no actual work experience.
I'm Bob Moon, new oil technology at a high price. Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.